Dragnet.
The Jack Benny Program.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
We offer you Escape.
Our Miss Brooks. Suspense.
Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Radio Theater.
In the air.
Dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind.
You know what our call letters WGN stand for, don't you?
WGN Radio Theater.
A special 3-hour presentation.
With Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
All right, about 7 minutes after midnight here on a Sunday morning. Because it's already Sunday, Lisa.
I know. We did get preempted 1 hour. We have a lot of texts for people who are disappointed, and I understand that. We're a little disappointed, too.
Yeah, well.
But we are going to make the best of it. We have two great shows coming your way tonight, and we have a full 3-hour show tonight as well on Sunday night at 11. So we are doing our best.
I'm just going to sleep in the green room since we have the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go home.
All right. So we have Inner Sanctum Mystery to start things off here from 1945. Then in our second hour, in our 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. hour, we will tune into Escape, a great show from 1947. So we're going to bump Father Knows Best. But as Lisa said, we will be here tonight with 3 full hours and 3 classic radio shows for you. In fact, tomorrow we have some great stuff, Lisa, because it's really our Halloween show. I mean,
this whole weekend is really our spooky Halloween spectacular.
You know what? Tomorrow night.
Tonight, really.
Or I should say, Lights Out, starring Dinah Shore and Gloria Blondell in a great, great Lights Out episode. Then Suspense and Quiet Please. That's tonight when we come back here at 11 p.m. But as we said this morning, we will have Inner Sanctum and Escape, and it's all brought to you by Cat's Pride.
It's time for Celebrity Scoop, brought to you by Cat's Pride. Meow.
This actor stars in the upcoming film I Can Only Imagine, a true story which follows the life of lead singer of the Christian band Mercy Me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that band?
No,
I don't either.
What do they win?
But the winner is going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for $25.
Oh, yummy.
A delicious pizza.
The number to call, 312-981-7200. Here's a hint. This actor was the star of The Big Easy.
He did not identify himself as a police officer. I thought it was a mugger.
All right. Who is that actor? Been in a lot of movies. Terrific actor. 312-981-7200. Win a pizza. We'll be right back.
Doesn't a cozy, comfortable, low-maintenance outdoor space sound wonderful? Imagine a new deck or paver patio with a barbecue grill full of sizzling burgers. Hi, it's Tonya Khoury from my family business, Green Tea Services. Deck and patio installation is one of our many highly rated home services.
Service to a green tea.
We'll design your deck in real cedar wood or maintenance-free composite. Maybe you'd prefer a beautiful natural stone or paver patio. Call us now and get $500 off your new deck or patio.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Deck or patio, traditional or modern, with seat walls and fire features. Green Tea will guarantee an outdoor space you'll enjoy for years. Plus, get $500 off. Call us now for details.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA. Or greenteaservices.com.
Dick, I remember seeing you for the first time across a crowded room. The owner of American Weathermakers. You couldn't take your eyes off me.
I remember it well, Elizabeth. You were standing next to that new smart thermostat we just installed that morning.
And I remember being so impressed when I heard you were a 60-minute man.
Yes, we're the 60-minute men. If you have no heat or no cooling, day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes or give you a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime.
You won my heart when you said American Weathermakers offers a lifetime warranty on repairs.
Who else offers a lifetime repair warranty?
And the best pricing, too, on the top heating and air conditioning brands every day.
And I do remember asking if I could give you a jingle.
I said yes, of course, but wasn't expecting.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free.
855-955-8255.
HVAC.
And I will always remember AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Hi, this is Carl Amari. These classic radio shows are direct from master recordings and digitally remastered. It's very important to me to offer you the best sound quality. We license these classic radio shows from the owners and estates for the privilege of using their master recordings as our source material so that we can pass that great sound quality on to you. Oh, you can find classic radio shows sold on the internet from companies that are not authorized to sell them, but you'll often be disappointed by the inferior sound quality. If you enjoy listening to and collecting great sound quality classic radio shows, we've set up a website just for you at ClassicRadioStore.com so you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere. Log on to ClassicRadioStore.com to download your favorites to your smartphone, computer, or any listening device. We offer thousands of digitally remastered classic radio shows, uncut and unedited, including the original commercials, delivered to you instantly via digital download. Log on to ClassicRadioStore.com and start collecting all your favorites in brilliant sound quality. That's ClassicRadioStore.com.
They're real. They're Chicago. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten. Get real in the morning with the WGN-TV Morning News Team, weekdays 4 to 10.
And we are finally on. This is the WGN Radio Theater. We're playing Celebrity Scoop. Let's play that again.
He did not identify himself as a police officer. I thought it was a mugger.
And we have Paul on the line. Hey, Paul. Where's Paul?
There he is.
There you are. How are you?
I am doing good.
Good. So glad you called in. Who is that actor?
That would be Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid is exactly right. And, Paul, you know what you've won?
Lou Malnati.
Yay. It's terrific. It's $25 gift certificate. They are home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza, my favorite. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for staying up late with us. We've got 2 great hours ahead of us.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
All righty. This is program 227 in the series. It is an abbreviated episode, but it will be available on podcast. In fact, Shantae Garth, our producer in the booth, she's amazing, and she always puts the podcast up like, I don't know, minutes after we're off the air. How she does it, I'll never know.
I don't know. There is actually no producer that we have ever met that has that magic.
Yeah.
So I don't ask any questions.
Yeah, it happens. In fact, when I'm driving home, I'm listening to the show. And I'm listening to how talented you are, Lisa.
I thought you were going to listen to how talented you are.
Well, that's given.
You just love to hear yourself.
All right. So you know what? I want to remind everybody, if they go to our website, WGNRadioTheater.com, WGNRadioTheater.com, a pop-up will happen. Maybe that's something
Shantae
does
up.
Too, a pop-up of my book. My book is available. You can order it from my this website. Just click on it. And it will be autographed for you for free. And I will personalize it if you want me to say something like to my good friend John or whatever it is you want me to say. I'm happy to do it. I autograph it for free. It's called The Top 100 Classic Radio Shows. I chronicle all of the top classic radio shows. I co-wrote the book with Martin Grams. And there's not only text about all of these great radio shows, hundreds of pictures, but there's also 3 CDs that come with it that have 6 classic radio shows. And you can digitally download 78 classic radio shows for free at the website. So the entire book, it's a big coffee table book. It weighs 5 pounds. Big book is yours for only $29.99. Just go to our website, WGNRadioTheater.com. Hope you'll want to order it either for yourself or as a gift. I'll sign it to whoever you want me to sign it to. Christmas is around the corner, Lisa.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And Hanukkah and Kwanzaa
and all sorts of
good things. Thanksgiving is always a good one.
I just signed 2 books today for Lisa for gifts for people, right?
Yes, you did.
Well, thanks for giving my book as a gift, Lisa.
Well, thanks for the good price.
Yeah. all right. Yeah, we'll work something out. Maybe I might need, let me think about this. I might need some heat holders.
Oh,
I could use some heat holders because I got to tell you what.
You told me you ordered some for me and
I did,
I'm still waiting.
I would like some heat holders.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for my gift. You told me you ordered it for me and I'm still waiting.
I'll tell you what, folks. It's cold out there. And Heat Holders is the absolutely the best company for you. You should check them out. Go to heatholders.com Com. They have hats, gloves, they have scarves, they have all kinds of great things to keep you warm this winter. And there's a special WGN offer. You can save 15% on your order by mentioning WGN when you order. And if any of your orders are over $25, the shipping is free. Go to heatholders.com. Heatholders.com. Save 15% when you mention WGN. All right, it's time now for Inner Sanctum. Let's go back to May 15th, 1945. This is called The Black Art. It stars Simone Simone, and there's a picture of her up. What a beautiful girl. Oh, my gosh. She's absolutely gorgeous. Check out her picture on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, search WGN Radio Theater. And there's a great picture of her.
Yeah, make sure to like us. You can post on there if you have any questions or thoughts. And we also have a text in line, of course, 312-981-7200. Everybody seems to be glad the Hawks talk is over, and we're glad to be on the air,
yep,
even an hour late.
Yep, text us, 312-981-7200. We're here till 2 o'clock in the morning. We love getting your text. But right now, it's part one of Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup presents Inner Sanctum Mystery, starring Simone Simone. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is, of course, Raymond, your host. Please come in, won't you? Make yourself comfortable in a gloomy corner. We had intended to have a real surprise for you tonight. Instead of myself, we were going to have a guest ghost to act as host. But, unfortunately, this real ghost caught pneumonia, and he's in a very grave condition. The doctors have given up all hope. He's going to become alive.
Well, Mr. Raymond, I must admit, I'm glad that that ghost couldn't come.
Hmm?
It's difficult enough to talk to you. But heavens, I wouldn't know what to say to a ghost.
Oh, well, that's simple, Mary. All you have to do is find out whether it's a he-ghost or a she-ghost.
And if it's a she?
Oh, well, then you compliment her on her appearance. You say, darling, what a divine sheet you're wearing.
That's right, Mr. Raymond.
Hmm.
The ladies are always interested in something new to wear.
Hmm.
And right now, I'm going to tell them about something they'll all want. It's a lovely piece of jewelry, a real sterling silver medallion about an inch in diameter. It's the kind of jewelry you find at those smart shops on Fifth Avenue in New York. But the only way you can get it is from Lipton's. The medallion is decorated with a Chinese inscription, and it's hung on a narrow black rayon satin ribbon. That's the height of fashion this year, you know. And here's how you get the medallion. Just send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton Tea People, Box 92, New York City. Yes, that's Box 92 in New York City.
And now it's time to begin. Our story is called The Black Art. It's an original tale by Milton Lewis. And our star tonight is that glamorous motion picture star, Simone Simone, who'll play the role of Claudine. So, gather close and get ready to hear a sweet little tale that'll make you wake up screaming for at least the next 2 weeks. You all set? Now remember, if you don't want your hair to stand on end, get someone to sit on your head. Okay? All right, now, let's hear Larry Gifford tell you his story in his own words.
She never heard that scream. I wish I never saw a body lying there. Blood all over the room. The knife on the floor near her throat. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget how I picked up the knife. I'll never forget the sweat that came creeping out all over me when I heard the door slam.
Stand where you are. You make a move, I'll blow your head off.
Don't shoot, copper.
Drop that knife.
Okay.
What's your name?
Larry. Larry Gifford. Look, I'm from Chicago.
Stranger, huh?
Yeah, what of it?
What's her name?
Her? I don't know. I never saw her before. Look, you don't have to frisk me. I haven't got a gun.
Shut up.
Listen, I know it looks bad, but you see, my room's downstairs. I heard a scream, and I... Give me back that wallet.
Your hands up.
Roll papers.
What of it? So I'm an ex-con, so what?
You don't know her, huh?
No, I don't. What have you got there?
Just a picture I found in your wallet, mister. Picture of her. To Larry. With all my love, Nancy. Reckon you forgot about this, huh?
Yeah, but look, I didn't kill her.
Shut up. Look, I think I heard that scream and came up here. Put out your hands.
Sure. You can have them. Here. Come back here. Come back. I didn't get far. Crowded the streets madly. They got it when I heard the shots and the scream. I was dumped in jail. Now, this was a little burg in the bayou country not far from New Orleans. I was the biggest thing that hit the town since Ripley's Believe It or Not. For them jerks, my trial was a bigger show than Carmen Miranda and Gypsy Rose Lee doing a trapeze act. In no time at all, they sentenced me to be hung. It was the night before they were going to take me to the state pen for the necktie party. I was sleeping, dreaming I was in Africa. They were beating them drums, tom-toms. Suddenly I woke up. Moonlight was shining through the bars of my cell. I listened. Someone was beating like a tom-tom on the wall of my jail. Who is it? Who's doing that?
Larry Gifford.
Yeah, that's me. Were you beating on the wall?
Yes. I'm under your cell window.
What do you want?
Drop one end of your tie through the bars.
Okay. There.
I've got it.
What are you doing?
Pull up your tie.
Okay.
Got it?
A gun. Yeah, I got it.
Good luck. Goodbye.
Thanks, baby. Whoever you are.
What's going on there, Gifford?
Nothing. Why?
I heard talking.
Oh, I was talking in my sleep.
You've never done that before.
I never was going to be hung before.
What's you holding there?
Come here, I'll show you.
What's that? A gun.
Yeah, and it's got enough bullets to fill your head with lead.
Let go of me.
Open that door. Open it, or I'll give it to you between the eyes. Come on.
Don't you.
Okay, now I'll take your gun. Give me those keys. See how you like it in there for a while. So long.
Stop him! Prisoner escape! Let me out! Prisoner escape!
The Blue Bottle Bar. Someone told me it was a good joint where they don't ask any questions. It was. I had a few drinks. I was leaning on the bar, looking at a paper.
How are you drinking?
Scotch.
Buy me one.
I gave her the once over. I know something about dames, and she was dynamite with class. She was something.
Well?
Set up another, Charlie.
Cigarette?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a nice cigarette holder. Must cost at least a C.
You know a lot, don't you?
Enough. I know you.
Do you?
Sure. There's something about... Wait a second. Here in this evening's paper, your picture.
Oh, it's not a very good picture, is it?
After seeing you, no. Claudine Lucerne. Recently returned from France. Elected head of art committee. Miss Lucerne, member of one of New Orleans' oldest and wealthiest families.
I've read it. Turn the page.
Why?
I want to show you something.
Okay.
There. Larry Gifford of Chicago, wanted for murder, is thought by police after sensational jailbreak.
Better not read anymore.
Why?
I feel something against your side.
Yes.
It's a gun. I'm holding it in my pocket.
Don't be afraid. I won't give you away. Got a light?
Yeah. What do you want?
Listen to that music.
That tapping.
What about it?
It's the way you're tapping your cigarette holder against your glass.
I'm just keeping time to the music.
I heard that tapping before. Yeah, sure, in the cell. And I heard your voice before.
Did you?
You gave me the gun.
Shh, let me hear you.
What's this all about?
You'll find out. Relax.
I can't. I guess I had a few too many. My head, I feel like I'm spinning around, getting dizzy. Two green eyes, pink with blood around the edges, looked at me out of a queer furry head. It was the head of a bat. It smiled. It had sharp little bat teeth that had pink on them. There was an ache in my throat. I looked again. It wasn't a bat's face. It was hers. Claudine's. I was dreaming.
Larry?
Oh, well, where am I?
My suite at the hotel.
Oh, how'd I get here?
You passed out at the Blue Bottle. I brought you here.
When?
2 hours ago.
Oh, I must have been sleeping. I had the queerest dream. I thought...
What's the matter?
My throat. That pain, like a knife. Those green eyes of yours. That red mouth. Those white teeth. Look, we're going to have a showdown right now. I'm... Where's my gun?
I took it.
Look, what do you want with me?
Nothing you don't want to do yourself.
Don't talk in riddles.
Have you ever been in love?
Sure, dames are always falling for me. Why?
I guess that's what happened to me.
Are you kidding?
No. Do you think I'd get you out of jail if I were?
But I never saw you before.
I saw you at the trial. That's where it happened.
Oh, how can a dame like you go for a guy like me?
I don't know, but it happened.
I don't believe it.
I'm sorry.
Come here.
Yes?
I'm going to kiss you, baby.
Larry. Oh, Larry.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to do. Kiss a guy on the neck. Better wipe that lipstick off.
What's the matter?
My handkerchief. That ain't lip rouge on my neck. It's blood.
No, you're making a mistake.
My neck's bleeding. What kind of a dame are you, anyway? I'm getting out.
No, don't. If you go, I'll tell him who you are.
Oh, you will?
Yes, and I...
You won't tell him for a while, baby.
There's the first portion of Inner Sanctum Mystery. We'll have more of that after these words.
Back to WGN Radio Theater with Earl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
Thanks, Roger. All right, we're here every Saturday and Sunday from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m. unless we are bumped an hour like we were to this time.
And just so you know, check our Facebook page. That is the best way to find out if there's any changes or updates. I did post a Facebook post as soon as I heard that we were starting an hour late. So Facebook is the best place to go.
You know, when there's late Hawks games, chances are we are going to be bumped an hour when there's sort of a late Hawks game.
Well, usually on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It goes always late.
Yeah.
And they like to talk a little bit about it after the game. Just, you know, a word or two after the game.
A word or two.
Just one or two words. They win, they didn't win, let's move on.
Hey, you know what? Hawks are the Hawks.
I hear
you. You know, and people love the Hawks. And I know people love classic radio, too, and that's why we have it for you now. The conclusion to The Black Art, starring Simone Simone on Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Mark Grady's joint in the old city of New Orleans was just a place. She'd never find me in that dump. Nobody'd ever find you there. I got a room. I went to sleep. I was safe. heard it again. That same rhythm. It woke me up. I heard it, but I couldn't believe it. How could she know I was here? Or was it her? There was nobody in the room. I opened the door. Nobody outside. I slammed it. The beating stopped. I turned around. I was looking into the muzzle of a gun.
Sit down, Larry.
How'd you get here?
My Grady ran to the room next to you. There's a connecting door.
What's the idea of the gun?
Can't you guess?
You're going to kill me?
Maybe.
Well, you're going to a lot of trouble to bump off a guy who's going to be hung anyway.
Do you want to die?
No.
There is a way you can live.
How?
By coming with me.
Yeah? What else have I got to do?
Marry me.
You're out of your head.
You hate me?
No. No, I don't. I don't hate you. I'm scared of you. Yeah, I've never been scared of anybody the way I'm scared of you.
Scared enough to do as I say?
Maybe.
I had hoped you would love me.
Maybe I do.
You're lying.
No. No, baby.
It's no use.
Look, what are you going to do?
Kill you?
No, put the gun down. Give me a break. Don't.
Man, that Claudine's a kid of her words. When she tells someone she's gonna kill him, she does it. She'd make a wonderful wife for some Frankenstein monster. She's attractive, a good killer, and she has a well-developed taste for blood. Now, let's get back to our star, Simone Simone, who seems to be making life hard for a guy named Larry. The last time we looked in, she had just shot him. But I've got a tip that that's only the beginning of his troubles. How about it, Larry? What happened then?
I went down in a heap when she fired. The bullets caught me in the thigh. I lay there. I made out like I was dead.
Larry.
She fell for it. She bent over me. A gun in her hand.
Larry, are you...
Oh! Take it easy, kid.
Let go of my hand.
Not till I get that gun.
Let go. Let go.
Get that gun if I have to break your arm.
No, don't. Oh.
Okay. I've got it now. You shot me in the leg, but I'm still strong enough to get rid of you.
Larry.
I'm no angel, baby, but you're worse. Here's something I heard about, but I never believed. How'd you know I'd be here? How'd you know I'd be in the blue bottle? Go on, answer me.
I've got nothing to tell.
Oh, you don't have to. It was magic. Black magic. Somebody nobody'd believe if I ever told them. There's only one thing to do with you.
Yes?
Kill you. But I ain't taking any chances like you did with me. When I kill you, you're going to stay dead. Those tom-toms are going to stop forever.
You think so, Larry?
I know it. Come here.
Larry,
shut up.
No!
I knocked her out cold. She lay on the floor. I put the muzzle of the gun to her temple. She was so beautiful, it made you shiver. I pulled the trigger. I looked. What I saw nearly made me pass out. A little blue vein on her temple was beating. There wasn't a scratch on her. A little curl of red hair was twisted around her ear. Was I seeing things? I aimed the gun at her heart. Nothing. Not a speck of blood. I stuck the muzzle between her eyes. Shot till the gun clicked empty. I looked. The white skin on her face looked more beautiful than ever. I had to get away. Out of the same city where she was, out of the same state, the same world. I let out for the open country, to the bayous on the river back in New Orleans. My wounds festered as I dragged myself through the swamps, and I got a fever. It was like a nightmare. In my head, I kept hearing those tom-toms. I couldn't take a train or a bus or go to a doctor. I'd be caught. One night, I saw a big house shining in the moonlight. I decided to take a chance. I knocked at the door.
What is it?
Sorry, miss. I was hunting. I had an accident in my leg.
Oh.
If you let me come in and call a doctor, I'd be very grateful.
You don't want to come into this house.
Can't you see I need help?
You'll never be helped here.
There's nothing good here, only evil and fear. So go away, please. I'm warning you. Go away before my sister comes out.
What's the matter with you? Don't you see I can hardly move?
Go away while you still have the strength to crawl away. Now, believe me.
Tell Mr. Gifford to come in and close the door, Bessie.
That voice.
That's my sister.
Yes, your sister.
Claudine LeSan.
Good evening, Larry. I was wondering when you'd get here.
You know him?
Yes. Mr. Gifford and I are old friends.
Friends? How can you have a friend?
Now, Cassie.
He's someone like you.
You mustn't mind her, Larry. Cassie isn't quite well.
I don't know who you are, Mr. Gifford, but I do know that she's brought you here to kill me.
Cassie?
I knew it would happen on a night like this when the moon was full. She's been preparing for it for months. I've told everyone about it, but no one will believe me. I've told them again and again, and they say I'm insane. They think I've lost my mind. But she is going to murder me tonight while the moon is full. She's going to murder me. She...
Oh. Go to your room, Cassie, immediately.
How did you get here?
I live here. Come, Larry. You must know by this time that you can't fight me.
Yes, I thought I'd never see you again. I'm not well. I've got a fever. Hey, that tom-tom beating in my brain. I can't stop it. It's getting louder and louder. What? I blacked out. When I opened my eyes again, I was in a soft bed with clean sheets. Someone had dressed my wounds. The moonlight came into my room like a living yellow ghost. Then I heard it. Scream. Just like the one Nancy made when she was killed. I limped out of bed, went to the room next door. It was Kathy. On the floor. Murdered. The knife was still in her neck. Then I heard it again. The tom-tom. Queer sounding this time. I felt myself beginning to sway to the rhythm like a dancer. Then I did something I couldn't stop myself from doing. I put my hands down, drew out the knife. I wiped my bloody hand on my shirt. Suddenly I looked up. She was there. Claudine.
Drop the knife, Larry.
What have you got in your hands?
These came from the skeleton of someone who was once alive.
You're not a woman. You're a devil. I'm going to...
Don't come any closer, Larry. I don't want to kill you just yet.
Just yet? So we're close to the payoff.
Yes. You're trembling, Larry.
Who are you?
There's no reason why I cannot tell you now. You don't believe, do you, that there are unseen powers that can be controlled by someone who knows how?
I can believe anything about you.
Thank you, Larry. Your heart is pounding like a throbbing drum, isn't it, Larry? You can feel death close, can't you?
What have you got to say to me?
I'm going to tell you a story, Larry. The story of a child who was brought up on this estate by a strange old woman, a conjure woman. In her head were all the black arts of the world. She taught me.
Why are you telling me this?
It amuses me to watch you, a murderer, helpless and terrified. So terrified you can hardly breathe. I find it very exciting.
Then it was blood I found on my handkerchief.
Yes. It is one of the ways to gain complete power over a person.
And a tom-tom.
Another spell to make you do what I want.
And the murder of your sister? You want me to be the patsy for that?
You're beginning to understand. You see, Cassie and I inherited the estate. There's really not enough for both of us.
You tell him I did it.
Yes. And that I killed you in self-defense.
What are you looking at me that way for?
I was remembering something.
Remembering? Oh, that kiss, baby, wasn't it? You're a devil, but still a woman, ain't you? You didn't forget that kiss, did you?
No.
Well, what are you going to do?
Come here. Closer.
Well?
Don't move. There.
You You're going to let me live.
Live? Well, it's my life against yours, you fool.
I'll put that gun down.
When I'm finished.
Please, give me a break. I'm begging you.
Begging you?
I'll do anything you say. Just give me a chance, please.
Here it comes, Larry. Between your eyes.
How do you feel today, Gifford?
Much better, officer. Legs healing fine.
We checked that crazy story you told us. It's all true.
Tell me something. How'd you know to come to the Lucerne place when you're dead? You arrived just in time. A second later and she would have killed me.
Kathy, her sister, phoned us, told us to come out. I came in the room and saw her threatening you with a gun. I shot at her. I had to. Got her in the shoulder.
You should have killed her.
State will take care of that.
Did you believe the story she told you at first? That I killed her sister and she was killing me in self-defense?
No. You see, Gifford, we'd found out that you weren't a murderer. You didn't kill Nancy Warren. The man who did that confessed. That made her whole story false.
How did she do it, Captain? How did she find out where I always went?
Police psychiatrist said she did it by post-hypnotic suggestion. She told you where to go while you were asleep, and you never realized that you were always doing just what she wanted.
But the bullets, when I shot at her and tried to kill her, how'd she do that?
It was all carefully planned. The first shot she fired at you were real bullets. The others in the gun were blanks. She wanted to get you so thoroughly under her power that you think she couldn't be killed. You see, all this so-called black magic has an explanation.
Has it? I wonder.
Oh, that black magic. I tell you what I'm going to do. Step right this way, friends, and get yourself a post-hypnotic suggestion. Spell it backwards and you get murder. What's that? You can't spell. Ain't you lucky?
Talking of luck, Mr. Raymond, I think Larry Gifford was mighty lucky to escape that awful woman.
Oh, well, you see, ma'am, it's very simple. He probably wore one of your good luck medallions.
Oh, now that's plain silly. A man wouldn't wear a medallion on a black rayon satin ribbon. It's the ladies who like jewelry. Yes, that's why I know that they'll appreciate this solid sterling silver medallion that the Lipton people want to send them. And, ladies, here's how you get it. Send just 25 cents, which includes tax and postage, with a box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton Tea People, Box 92 in New York City.
The moral for tonight's assault on your nerves is never marry a dame who sucks blood out of your throat. Such dames give you a pain in the neck. By the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is The Red Right Hand by Joel Townsley Rogers. Yes, and don't you dare miss next week's story, directed by Hyman Brown and brought to you by Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup. Next week's story is about a pair of murderers who get scared to death. They're more frightened than the guy they're murdering. So if you hear some static on your radio next Tuesday, it'll just be their knees knocking together. Well, now I guess it's really time to close that there squeaking door. So, good night for real. Pleasant dreams.
Folks, the next time you send a box of food to your boy overseas, be sure to include a package or two of Lipton's noodle soup mix. You see, Lipton's is just like a taste of home. It has the same homemade chickeny taste as the soup you make yourself. The soup your boy's always been so fond of. That's why it's such a thoughtful, welcome little gift to send Lipton's. And as you know yourself, Lipton's noodle soup makes a grand snack. So remember, send a package or two to your boy. And remember to tune in next Tuesday night for another Inner Sanctum mystery.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's Inner Sanctum Mystery. from May 15th, 1945, with The Black Art, starring Simone Simone. And that was Raymond Edward Johnson, Lisa, doing the hosting. He was Raymond, our host. Well, guess what? This was his last show as Raymond the host. I'm not quite sure what happened, but he was replaced on the next week with Paul McGrath.
Did he know at that time it was his last show?
No, I don't think so. I think it was like what's going to happen like with you.
Right, you just never
know.
Yeah,
like tomorrow, there'll be Shantae is going to be the co-host of the show. You won't know.
All right.
Or I'll be gone. Maybe
you know what?
Maybe you'll bring Roger down and I'm gone.
I'll have to start my new show, Listen to Lisa, here at WGN.
Yeah, it's like that. All of a sudden, he was real happy here. You know,
yeah, the book is going to co-host.
Yeah, the book.
See, this book.
I gave Roger his book, the 100 Classic Radio Show, Top 100 Classic Radio Shows.
You only charged him $40 for it, too.
Yeah, and that was
a good deal.
Too.
Well,
that was
I hand-delivered it. I had to charge an extra $10.
Right. I had to pay extra shipping.
All right, well, I want to take a quick look at that, and I want to see what you think of it, but I got to play some commercials. We'll be right back.
Back to WGN Radio Theater with Earl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
I'm surprised that Roger even did the news there, because I thought he would be so encapsulated with the book.
You couldn't even say that word without
I was joking. I thought it would be so engrossed.
What am I, a vitamin pill?
Yeah, you would be so engrossed, so encapsulated, so
mesmerized.
Mesmerized is
and
a good word.
People are looking
is there
right
any
now
other words?
Online.
Intrigued.
What
intrigued
else?
Taken.
Taken, yeah.
By the book. Oh, there it is right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pointing
at
it.
What
look
book
at this. I'm pointing right at it.
My book, which comes out in bookstores everywhere November 1st, but you can get
it's coming up real soon.
Yeah, but you can get it from my website. Just go to WGNRadiotheater.com. I would love it if our listeners wanted to have the book and to give it away as a Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever.
Thanksgiving is always
Thanksgiving
a big present.
You can get it before Thanksgiving.
I've never given anyone a present on Thanksgiving.
Well,
though.
You know, when you go into someone's house for Thanksgiving dinner, you bring
tradition
things.
You start a tradition.
People bring wine. They bring maybe cranberries. How about bringing Carl's book? Because then everyone, while they're waiting for the turkey to thaw out, because somebody
to
forgot
thaw
to
out?
Yes, because somebody
to
forgot
and then
to
they wait for the turkey.
I'm
going to
hire Roger
was getting dinner ready, forgot to thaw the turkey.
I'm going to hire Roger as my PR man.
So they,
good
sit
luck
around
to you.
Not only and look at the book and read it and point at all the pictures.
Well, then
and read
they don't
the
need to buy their own. Right?
They can. Don't, everyone's going to want to after they look at it, because whoever is getting this as the gift will hoard it and not let anyone else share it.
I don't know what he's talking
about. I completely
about
agree with you, Roger.
You know, so everyone's going to want one after they see it.
You need
you're
some
right
PR
you know
classes.
Everybody is going to want one.
I used to
I'm
going to
hire Roger as
I
my
used to
PR.
Do this
me too.
For you.
I know.
So, I know. So we have that kindred spirit.
So do you love it, Roger? I mean, I know
I
Roger
love
would
it
love
he's
it
had it for about a minute.
It's right next to me. I'm not even, I haven't put it over on
are
my other desk.
Sleep with it tonight.
I'm going to, are you kidding? It's my pillow.
His dad or his wife?
No, I'm in separate rooms.
So let's just go with the book.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Roger. And
thank
you can
you
download
so
78 classic radio shows with it. And I just hope you love, 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 love it.
I do. Look at the pictures on the back. I got Lucille Ball. I got Dragnet. I got the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This is a top 100 classic radio shows. There's three CDs in the back.
Yeah.
And then you can also download a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
And, here's one of your favorite. I
Boston
just
Blackie?
No. The Great Gildersleeve.
Yes.
Right? Right there.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Look at that. Two pages for each episode.
Yep, two pages.
Lots of pictures. Lots of information. A cast list.
And there's trivia questions.
Yeah.
There's fun facts. There's all kinds of stuff.
Ooh. Here's your next project.
What?
Here's your next.
Yeah.
A trivia contest.
Yeah.
You know, a board game.
We could do. Oh, a board game.
A board game of old classic radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you have a
Lisa's
show.
Lisa's always
do
bored
sorry
when she does the show but with me. I don't have the thing set up.
I just did it for you. That's okay.
Well, I am so glad you like it.
I do.
And,
I love this stuff.
Thanks, Roger. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. And I hope you really, really, really have a lot of fun with it. And I signed two for Lisa. She's giving two away for presents.
But that's marvelous.
Yeah.
She's such a giving person.
And I really thank all our listeners because a lot of people have been ordering. And it's been,
oh, that's great.
I've been
I got a good
signing
price.
Them out like crazy.
Not that giving.
All right. In this hour, we're going to tune into Escape. It's actually our Halloween show, you know.
This is a special Halloween edition.
This is a special
this
edition.
Whole weekend.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Coming up, Escape. It's all brought to you by Cat's Pride.
It's time for Celebrity Scoop. Brought to you by Cat's Pride. Meow.
This actress stars in the upcoming film Zeroville about a young actor who arrives in Hollywood in 1969.
What do they win?
They're going to win a Twilight Zone 4 CD set.
All right, the number to call, 312-981-7200. Here's a hint. She's the hottie in Transformers.
Same situation that I'm always in because, I don't know, I guess I just have a weakness for hot guys, for tight abs and really big arms.
So, yeah. Carl, the question of the day is, yeah. Would you date her?
This girl?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just a yes or a no question.
That is a absolute yes.
Okay. Just wondering, because I wasn't sure. 312-981-7200.
Who is that actress? Give us a call. Win some Twilight Zone CDs. We'll be right back.
And we're back, and we're playing Celebrity Scoop. Let's play it again.
Same situation that I'm always in, because, I don't know, I guess I just have a weakness for hot guys, for tight abs and really big arms.
Don't
She's
say anything, Carl.
Me.
I knew that was coming. I'm like, don't say it, don't
me.
Say it. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how's it going tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm thinking
around listening to the show.
Thank you. I'm thinking maybe Megan Fox was describing you. Is that possible?
But you didn't ask
never
him to tell
me if she
oh,
so,
I didn't.
She's never seen me.
Well, you know what? He'd already said Megan Fox to our producer, so I knew that he had the right answer.
We know he was. He
had. I did have it. Yeah.
I know you did, or you wouldn't be on the air because Shantae took your call. But thank you for getting the right answer. It is Megan Fox, and you've won yourself a Twilight Zone 4 CD set, which is produced by Carl, and it is hosted by Stacey Keach. And thank you so much for calling in and for listening in to our hour two, which is kind of like hour three tonight of our show.
That is awesome. Thank you, and have a great night.
Thanks,
Dennis.
All right, it's time now for Escape, Radio's greatest series of high adventure. And this is a really, really interesting episode, Lisa. You know why? I've heard this many, many times, and it always reminds me of a Twilight Zone story called After Hours. If you remember the story After Hours on Twilight Zone, it was about a girl who, I'm trying to think if it's a girl or a guy now, because I did it with a girl on the Twilight Zone radio dramas, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's a girl who goes through a department store and all the mannequins come to life.
I
remember
do
that
remember.
One?
Yes, I do.
Well, there was a radio show years and years prior to it called Evening Primrose, and that's what we have for you tonight. Now, there is Rod Serling wrote After Hours, and it's a little different than this radio show, but I think it was what gave him the idea for his television teleplay. So let's go back now to November 5th, 1947. I think if you have seen After Hours, you will hear these similarities here. Let's tune into Evening Primrose. This stars Elliot Lewis, part one now of Escape.
Did you lose an election bet yesterday? Feel a bad cold coming on? Want to get away from it all?
We offer you Escape.
You were groping in the midnight dimness of a gigantic department store, and suddenly you realize that you're not alone, but 100 eyes are glaring at you from the shadows, 100 hands reaching for your throat, and your most urgent desire is to escape.
Escape, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, and carefully plotted to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Tonight, we escape to the dark labyrinth of a giant department store in the dead of night, and to a fantastic world of night dwellers, as John Collier imagines it in his eerie story, Evening Primrose.
Sadie? Sadie, hey, what's the matter? It's me.
Oh, Sam, you nearly scared me to death. What do you mean, coming in so quiet?
Hey, I didn't mean to scare you. I thought you'd be asleep. I didn't want to wake you.
Oh, Sam, I'm glad you're home.
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, it's terrible. You got to do something, Sam.
Well, what's terrible?
It's this. Just look at this.
What's terrible about that? Looks like an ordinary pad of paper to me.
Yeah, that's just it. That's just what I thought. But it's got writing in it. It's awful.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe you better tell me what this is all about.
Well, today I went shopping down at Bracey's department store. Huh? I needed some writing paper, so I picked this up. It was on top of the pile and bought it and brought it home. But tonight when I opened it, I found it's got writing in it.
Well, that's nothing so terrible. Just take it back tomorrow and make him give you a new one.
Oh, no, you don't understand. It's what's written in it that's so terrible.
What do you mean, what's written in it?
Here, you gotta read it.
Oh, Sadie.
No, right now. Read it.
Look, Sadie, I'm tired. I've been
bowling
all
day. Please, Sam, please. Just read it.
All right, for Pete's sake. October 13th. Today I made my decision. I decided to say goodbye to the world, to get out, leave, break away. And I have done it. Ah, oh, Sadie, it's a lot of...
Go on, read.
And now I am free. Really free.
Yes, I am free at last. The world is an intolerable place for a poet. I was broke, starving, at my wit's end. And then I had a brilliant idea. I would escape to a place where I had no need to earn a living, where I could write to my heart's content in peace and security. Where is this place? Right under your nose. So close you'd never think of it. I am now living in Bracey's department store. I have everything within arm's reach that anyone would need or desire. And it's all free. Absolutely free. I arrived this afternoon. I'd spent 3 days looking over all of the department stores in town. I decided on Bracey's because of the completeness of their food department. Therefore, this afternoon, I entered the store and went immediately to the fourth floor, to the rug department, and hid myself in this dusty, out-of-the-way corner behind a pile of carpets. Once I'm settled, I'll furnish it with the best of modern pieces from the furniture department. It's small, but I'll be cozy enough. And safe. After the store closed, I made my first venture out. I tiptoed as far as the stationery counter and got this paper, the writer's primary need. Now, after making my initial entry, I'll go out and get food, wine, the pillows for my bed, perhaps a fancy dressing gown. This is perfect. I'll be able to write here. Dawn, October 14th. I'm almost too unnerved to write this. The whole thing is unbelievable. After the store was dark and completely quiet, I crept out and started for the food department. One's footsteps echo hollowly in an empty department store at night, and I found myself gliding along the floor on tiptoe, moving as silently as possible. But the sound of footsteps persisted. Suddenly, I realized they were not my own. The night watchman. I was in the Salon Moderne. Quickly, I seized a mink coat from a hanger, draped it about my shoulders, and stood stock still. I could have reached out and touched him, but he passed by without so much as a glance. He started to smile, but the smile froze on my lips. There was someone else here. I was looking straight into a pair of eyes. Large, flat, luminous, inhuman eyes peering at me from among the Mrs. Tailored suits a dozen feet away. They belonged to a creature dressed as a man, but he was as pale as a creature found under a stone. His hands hanging motionless at his sides looked more like the fins on a fish than human hands. And then he spoke.
Not bad for a beginner.
I'm sorry. I didn't know anybody else lived here.
Oh, yes. We live here. It's delightful.
We?
Yes, all of us. Don't you see? Look around you.
I looked around. I saw nothing. I looked again. I saw an old man come clambering out from behind a clock. There were three elderly ingenues, incredibly emaciated, pale as lace, almost transparent, simpering before the perfume counter. A chintzy lady swam out from the curtains and drapes. They came swarming thick around me, pale, thin, wispy, moving silently, fluttering like gauze in the wind, whispering.
How raw he looks.
Who is he?
As coarse as the sun.
What is he doing here?
A detective. Send for the dark men.
Yes, send for the dark men.
The dark men.
They were pressing around me, clawing, holding me, their pale faces contorted with venomous, inhuman hatred. I was paralyzed. All I could do was repeat over and over again, I'm not a detective. I'm not a detective. I'm not.
A burglar, then. A burglar? Tie him up.
Hold him. Carry him to the police.
Send for the dark men.
Stop. Stop. Let him speak.
I'm not a detective or a burglar. I'm a poet.
Then what are you doing here?
I've renounced the world. I came here to live where I could be alone. Away from the world.
Why then, he's come over to us. He's just like us.
He's come over to us, a poet.
She must meet Mrs. Vanderpant.
Yes, Mrs. Vanderpant. She's coming now.
I followed their eyes toward the balcony. There, coming down the wall like an ancient spider, clambered an old lady. Wrinkled and cracked and emaciated, she must have been at least 80, a shadowy matriarch. And the things around me bowed and scraped as she reached the floor and floated toward us.
What's going on here? Where is that stupid girl? What's keeping her?
Oh, Mrs. Vanderpant.
Well, what is it? Who's this, Mr. Roscoe?
Mrs. Vanderpant, may I present Mr.
Snell, Mr. Snell, Mr. Charles Snell.
Yes, yes, of course. Mr. Snell. He is a poet. And he's come here to live.
Oh, he has he?
That's what he says, and I believe him.
Well?
He avoided the night watchman quite neatly, for a beginner.
Well, thank you.
Very well, we shall see. A poet should find inspiration here.
Mr. Snell, Mrs. Vanderpant is our grand old lady.
Oh?
I am quite the oldest inhabitant here, Mr. Snell. 3 mergers and a complete rebuilding. But they didn't get rid of me.
Oh, really?
Oh, where is Ella? Where is my broth?
She's bringing it, Mrs. Vanderpant.
Oh, terrible little creature. She is our foundling, Mr. Snell. She's not quite our sort.
Is that so?
I have been here, Mr. Snell, ever since the terrible times of the 80s. I was a young girl then. A beauty, they say. And poor Papa lost his money. Oh, braces meant a lot to a young girl in those days. So when I wasn't able to have a charge account, I came here for good. That's better than a charge account. I was quite alarmed when others began to come after the crash of 1907... But it was the dear judge.
How do you do?
Yes.
The colonel.
How do you do?
Yes.
Mrs. Bilby.
How do you do?
Mrs. Bilby writes plays.
Oh.
Anne comes of an old Philadelphia family. Oh, you will find us quite nice here, Mr. Snell.
I'm sure I will.
And, of course, all our dear young people came in 1929. Their poor papas jumped from skyscrapers. They couldn't bear to be without charge accounts either.
Do you mean all these people live here?
Oh, and many more. You shall meet them all later.
Oh, here comes Edna with my block.
Come, come, you stupid thing.
Mrs. Vanderpant is waiting.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm coming as fast as I can.
Now, here. Be careful. Don't spill it.
Oh, but she's young.
Well, of course, she is a little younger than most of
them. And she's different. She's beautiful.
Mr. Snell, Ella is Mrs. Vanderpant's maid.
That's right, old man. She's really not our sort at all.
You shouldn't say such things. She can hear you.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
You'll understand these things better after you've been here a while.
But it seems to me that
Mr.
you would...
Mr. Snell, we have certain rules here. They are necessary for our survival. I'm sure you won't find it hard to observe them.
Well, yes, I appreciate...
I should advise that you try. If you do not, that would be most unfortunate, Mr. Snell. Most unfortunate for you.
October 15th. You can imagine my feelings last night. My first thought was to escape as quickly as possible. In fact, I planned to wait till morning when the store opened, then quit my hiding place, mingle with the crowds, and leave Bracey's forever. But just at dawn, Mr. Roscoe brought me a cup of coffee, which must have been drugged, for I fell asleep. And when I awoke, I found I had slept all day. And night was closing over the store once more. Later, I've spent my second night here. I saw Ella again. Ella, the pearl of this remote, fantastic cave. She's not like the others. A trifle pale, but otherwise normal and human and beautiful. A child of perhaps 18. She's the only thing that makes this nightmare bearable.
All right, that's the first portion of Evening Primrose on Escape, November 5th, 1947. We'll get back to it after these words.
Back to WGN Radio Theater with Earl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
You know what, Lisa, with weather like this, and it getting only colder and colder, you know what all of our listeners need?
Maybe some heat holders?
Yes. Absolutely right.
Thanks, Carl.
Heat
ding, 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 ding.
Holders. You know what? If you want to stay warm, Lisa, you need heat holders because they make the warmest socks, the warmest hats, gloves, scarves, and much more. Give someone you love this holiday season heat holders. Go to heatholders.com, use the code WGN, and save 15% off your order. If you go to their website, you will see all kinds of great products that will keep you and your family and your friends warm this cold winter season. And you will receive free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Remember, go to heatholders.com, use the code WGN. That's heatholders.com. You know why their products keep you warmer? Because they have a three-stage process with a cashmere-like advanced insulating yarn that's soft to the touch and brushed on the inside, trapping warm air closer to your skin, keeping your skin, your feet, your head, your hands warmer, comfortable, and dry. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code WGN, save 15%, and any orders of $25 or more are free shipping. Right, Lisa?
Sounds good.
All right, let's get back now to Escape.
October 20th. Escape seems almost impossible. There's a very effective burglar alarm system, and the doors are all carefully guarded. But that's nothing compared to the dark men. Who are the dark men? I don't know. They threaten any transgressor with these dark men. I shall try to discover who they are. At least I am sure I'm watched, though they've begun to trust me now. Speaking to the night watchman would be suicide. Even if he believed my fantastic story or didn't shoot me as a burglar, I'm convinced that neither Ella nor I could get out of here alive. She and the night watchman are the only real people here. And how the others hate the night watchman.
Odious, vulgar creature. He reeks of the coarse sun.
Oh, come now, Mrs. Bilby. He's really a personable young man. Very young for a night watchman.
Mr. Snell, sometimes I wonder about your taste.
You mustn't stay so much to yourself, Mr. Snell. You must become better acquainted with our ways.
Yes, old man. You must come to the play tonight. We're going to be entertained with one of Mrs. Bilby's tragic comedies. Love in Shadowland. I'm sure you'll enjoy.
I'm sure I will.
It's really a festive occasion, you know. Wanamaker's is coming over.
Wanamaker's?
Yes. The entire colony over at Wanamaker's is coming here en masse to attend the play.
You mean there are people living in other stores?
Oh, dear, yes. Didn't you know? Of course, the best people live in Braces and Wanamaker's.
Oh, come now, Mrs. Bilby. There's some very nice people at Alton's.
I beg your pardon, Mrs. Bilby.
Oh, hello, Ella.
Good evening, Mr. Snell. Mrs. Bilby.
Well, what is it?
Please, ma'am, I'd so love to see your play tonight. May I have your permission?
Certainly not. You know better than that, you stupid creature. You know where you belong? In the basement for the garbage cans.
But Mrs. Bilby,
Mr. Snell.
Ella, you're becoming entirely too forward of late. I'd advise you to watch your step. Remember the dark men.
Oh, no, please, Mr. Roscoe. I'll be good, I promise I will. No, please don't send for the dark men. I'm sorry, Mrs. Bilby. Excuse me.
Ella, come back.
Mr. Snell, you forget yourself. Let her go.
But how can you treat her like that? Why do you always frighten her? And what is all this about the dark men?
Well, the dark men...
Oh, please, Mr. Roscoe, not now. You'd spoil our whole evening. And I do so want Mr. Snell to enjoy my play.
Very well. Later, Mr. Snell.
But I want to know about the dark men.
Later.
October 21st. At last I found an opportunity to speak to Ella alone. I hadn't dared to speak to her before. Here one has a sense always of pale eyes secretly watching. But last night at the play I induced a fit of hiccups. As I anticipated, I was sternly reprimanded and told to go and secrete myself in the basement where the night watchman wouldn't hear me. This was exactly what I had planned. I went to the basement. There in the darkness, among the garbage cans and the rats, I heard sobbing. Ella?
Oh.
Ella, is that you?
Yes.
Why are you crying? What is it, Ella?
They wouldn't even let me see the play.
Is that all?
Oh, Mr. Snell, I'm so unhappy.
There. You mustn't cry.
You're the only one who's kind.
Ella, why are you here? Why do they treat you so differently?
Because I'm not like them. I didn't choose to come here.
You mean you're held prisoner?
Yes. You see, I was only 6. I came here on a shopping tour with my mother. I got lost and fell asleep behind a counter. It was dark when I awoke and they found me. Some of them wanted to send for the dark men because they were afraid I would tell on them. But Mrs. Vanderpant said no, I could stay and be her maid. I've been here ever since.
Since you were 6? Haven't you ever tried to get away?
No. I don't know anything about... out there. I wouldn't know what to do. Besides, I'm afraid. If anyone tries to get out, they send for the dark men.
Ella, who are the dark men?
Don't you know? Oh, it's horrible.
Tell me.
You know how people live in all the stores, at Gimble's and Bloomingdale's.
Yes, I know.
Well, the dark men live at the Undertaker's.
Good heavens.
And whenever someone dies or breaks the rules... when a burglar gets in and sees these people and might tell, they send for the dark men.
Oh, horrible.
They put the body in the butcher shop in the food department. And then the dark men come. I saw them once. It was terrible.
What do they do?
They go in where the dead person is. They have wax with them and all sorts of things. And when they're gone, there's just a wax model left on the counter. Then people put a frock on it or a bathing suit. Mix it up with the other wax models in the windows. And nobody ever knows.
Ella, you mean all these dummies around us?
Oh, not all of them. But if you displease these people, the same thing will happen to you.
October 30th. I haven't kept up my journal. Writing has been out of the question. Once more, I'm frozen with terror. But not for myself now. For Ella. They hate her. Any time they might turn against her and send for the dark men. My mind is filled with her. I dream of her every day. I'd live to see her at night. We've managed it several times. They trust me now and let me roam about without interference. Finally, tonight, I met her again and said it. Ella, I love you.
Oh, Charles.
I love you, Ella. Let's get married. Or whatever they do here. Then we can live together in my home in the carpet department. They wouldn't dare hurt you then.
Oh, Charles,
don't look so dismayed. If you like, we'll go away from here. Maybe we can get transferred to Bergdorf Goodman's, overlooking Central Park.
Don't, Charles, don't. You mustn't.
But I love you. Ella, you're not in love with someone else.
Yes, Charles, I am.
But who? I thought you hated them all. It must be Roscoe. He's the only one that's young enough.
Oh, no, Charles, not Roscoe. Especially not him. I do hate them all. They make me shudder.
Well, who is it then?
It's him.
Who?
The night watchman.
No, impossible.
I love him. He smells of the sun.
Ella.
Oh, it was wonderful the way it happened. Don't tell on me, Charles, or they'll punish me.
Oh, no, no.
I was careless, and there he was, coming around the corner in the ladies' lingerie department. I was caught. There were only some wax models in their underthings. There was nothing else to do. I slipped off my dress and stood still.
See.
He stopped and looked at me. And Charles, he spoke to me. He said, "Say, honey, I wish they made him like you on 8th Avenue. Charles, wasn't that a lovely thing to say?
Personally, I should have said Park Avenue.
It doesn't matter what street. It was a lovely thing to say.
But what can you do about him? Ella, he belongs to another world.
Yes, to 8th Avenue. I want to go there. Charles, are you really my friend?
Yes, of course I am.
And I'll tell you, I'm going to stand there again in the lingerie department, so he'll see me.
And then?
Perhaps he'll speak to me again.
Ella, you're only torturing yourself.
No, because this time I shall answer him. He'll take me away.
Take you away? Oh, no, Ella, I couldn't bear that. You don't love him. You only think you do because you think he'll take you out of here, but you don't know that he will. And I will, Ella. I've made up my mind.
No, Charles, I couldn't let you do it. Even if I loved you, you couldn't do it, Charles.
Why not?
Because you really belong here. You've become one of them now.
Ella, you mustn't say that.
It's true. And, Charles, I've got to go. There's someone watching us. I feel it.
No, wait, Ella.
Goodbye, Charles.
No, Ella. Come back. Ella!
Please, old man. You'll arouse the night watchman.
Roscoe!
Yes. Oh, love can be very upsetting, can't it?
You heard?
Yes. Just the last moment or so. Very touching. Yet it's understandable. I've been attracted to Ella myself. So she loves another, hmm? Too bad, old boy. Who could it be? Could it be that I am the cause of your heartbreak?
You flatter yourself too much, Roscoe.
Well, then whom? The old judge? Oh, certainly not. The colonel? Hardly.
None of those.
Oh, not one of the customers. The staff?
She loves the night watchman. Can you imagine that? She loves the...
Oh?
Roscoe, I shouldn't have said that. It's not true. At least I don't think it's true. You wouldn't... Roscoe, you said you loved her too. You wouldn't do anything. Tell anybody. This is a secret between us. Between friends, isn't it?
Of course, old man. As secret as the grave.
She's young. Perhaps he'll leave and she'll forget him in time. Who knows? Perhaps she'll learn to love you or me.
Of course, in time.
And we'll figure a way to keep her safe here.
Absolutely safe. Now, don't you worry about it. It's almost dawn. Time for bed. Good morning, Mr. Snell.
Early evening, November 4th. I was a fool. I should have known he couldn't be trusted. He must have gone straight to Mrs. Vanderpant because this evening the atmosphere has changed. People flicker to and fro, smiling nervously, horribly, with a sort of frightened, sadistic exaltation. An informal dance in the record department has been called off. I can't find Ella. I'm going out again now to look for her. Roscoe, what have you done with her?
Shh. Quiet, old boy. The night watchman.
I don't care.
What have you done?
Whatever I did was for your own good as well as for the good of us all.
Wait a minute. What is that? What are those people carrying? That's Ella. She's tied up. They're carrying... Ella! Ella!
Stop it, Charles. Stop it.
Let me go.
Oh, stop, Charles. Stop it. You'll arouse the night watchman.
No, they're taking her into the butcher shop. Roscoe.
Yes. Those are the dark men.
Good Lord.
Midnight. I'm scribbling this last entry hurriedly. They are in there in the butcher shop with Ella. The dark men. There's only one thing to do. I'm going to find the night watchman and tell him. He and I will save her, if we can. And if we are overpowered, well, I will leave this pad on the stationery counter. Tomorrow, if I live, I will recover it. If I do not, whoever finds this and reads it, look in the store windows. Look for 3 new wax dummies. 2 men, 1 rather sensitive looking, and a girl. She has blonde hair and blue eyes, and her nose turns up a little. Look for us, and then find them. Smoke them out. Exterminate them.
Avenge us.
Oh, Sam, isn't it horrible?
Ah.
We got to do something. Tell somebody something. Oh, Sam, what'll we do?
Do? Well, nothing. Go to bed.
But Sam...
Well, whoever wrote this has sure got a weird sense of humor. It's probably some clerk down at Bracey's who ought to be fired.
But... You mean you think it's just a story?
Are you kidding? You don't believe this stuff, do you?
Well, I don't know. I just...
forget it, baby. Come on, snap out of it. I shouldn't leave you alone. You get too many ideas when I go out bowling at night.
But, don't you think maybe we ought to just, take it back and show somebody?
Oh, nuts. It's not worth the bother. They'd laugh at you, baby. They'd think you were crazy or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess I was silly. Yeah,
forget it. Oh, come on. Let's go to bed. I'm tired.
Okay. Okay, Sam. Gee, you know, there for a while I sure was scared. Oh, I even forgot what I was going to tell you. Sam, I found the cutest dress today. Only $19.95.
Yeah, baby?
Yeah. It was in the window at Bracey's. It was on a beautiful little wax model with blonde hair, blue eyes, and a turned-up nose. And there were 2 men standing beside... Sam!
Escape is produced and directed by William N. Robeson. And tonight brought you Evening Primrose by John Collier. Adapted for radio by John Dunkel. With Elliot Lewis as Charles Snell, Paul Frees as Roscoe, and Pat Lowry as Ella. The special musical score was conceived and conducted by Cy Pure. Next week...
After you've had a tough day at the office or leaning over a hot stove, when your 4 walls seem to be closing in on you, next week at the same time when you want to get away from it all, we again offer you escape.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
They were shopping at a department store called Bracey's instead of Macy's.
I wonder what they could have been talking about there.
Evening Primrose, Elliot Lewis also. Great cast. Paul Frees, William Conrad, Eleanor Audley, Lou Krugman. That was a story by John Collier, a very famous story, from November 5th, 1947, Evening Primrose on Escape.